Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey, talking about a new law that lays out the rules for what can be called beef. Back on that in just a moment.
Wheat farmers, looking for a wheat variety that's thrived in just about every environment? Then choose Gallagher, created by OSU researchers and marketed through Oklahoma Genetics. Gallagher has a duster heritage and leads a pack in forage production and grain yield. It also holds up well against diseases and Hessian fly. And Gallagher delivers the large kernels that millers seek.
Check out Gallagher and all other Oklahoma State-developed varieties at OSU Wheat Variety Field Tours in May. Locations and details at okgenetics.com.
For 25 years, abandoned well sites left from a bygone era have been voluntarily cleaned up by today's oil and natural gas producers and royalty owners.
If you qualify, there is no expense whatsoever to the landowner. It's completely free.
It far exceeded anything I even dreamed of. I would do it again in a minute.
Learn more about the industry's ongoing commitment at oerb.com/restoration.
We are talking with Michael Kelsey, Executive Vice President, Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association. Michael, exciting news at the end of this last week, Governor Stitt signing a bill that was a real priority for OCA here in 2019, a bill that deals directly with the integrity of beef in the marketplace. Tell me about this particular measure.
Yeah, you're right, Ron. We were really excited to have this bill cross the finish line and all the way through the legislative process. The bill started on the Senate, then went to the House, of course, and then to Governor Stitt. Really, hardly any resistance. Some discussion by some outside folks and an amendment to that they wanted to attach a time or two, but we were able to ward those off and keep moving forward. The basis of the bill just makes sure that in light of some of these new cell-cultured or lab-based type meat products, they cannot use our name. And that's what you just nailed, just said it perfectly, was the integrity of our product, making sure that when consumers go to the marketplace and they want to purchase beef and they pick up a product and it's labeled beef, that it has actually come from a four-legged critter. It's been harvested from an animal. Now, the bill's not specific to beef. It applies to any meat, so it also, of course, would cover chicken and pork, et cetera. But we wanted to make sure that when consumers went to the marketplace, they would know that if they're purchasing beef, it says beef, then it comes from a bovine animal.
Now, the bill is very, very specific as far as the various nomenclature is concerned.
It really is. It goes in and defines specific cuts, defines specific, even whole type sides of beef. So it's really, really specific. And we did pattern the bill a lot after the Missouri law. We learned from what they were able to do, and they were able to pass, and even the lawsuit that was filed against them. Interestingly enough, the company that filed the lawsuit up in Missouri was the entity that was trying to come in and modify our bill and make it more friendly, if you will, to their products. We were able to ward that off and keep the pureness, if you will, of our bill to make sure that that language holds true. Now, I want to mention Senator Bergstrom in the Senate and Representative Hassenbach in the House were the two individuals that carried it, great friends of the beef industry. They were very good in how they explained the bill, both in committee and on the floor, making sure that senators and representatives knew that they were protecting not only us as beef producers, but consumers as well as we walk through this process.
Is this something that obviously there'll be some challenges at some point regarding interstate commerce? You know, can a state do this and hold up under legal challenge?
That's a great question, Ron. And the answer to that will be dependent upon what USDA does on a federal level regarding the labeling of these products. And so not only were we working here in the state, but we've also been working primarily NCBA has been leading the way on the federal front, the national front on this issue to make sure that USDA, as they get closer and closer to how they define the products or how they label them there, is also friendly to us. So what we'll have to do is keep working on that front, because if USDA should become lax and allow that term to be used, such as beef, on one of these cell cultured products, then We all know that federal law preempts state law, so we could run into some challenges there. We'll either have to modify our law or we run the risk of a lawsuit at that point in time. So we'll just keep working hard on the federal level to make sure that comes along in friendliness to our product. Until then, we know for sure that 90 days from the time of sine die, the last day of the legislature, that's when the bill goes into effect, the law goes into effect. No product in Oklahoma can be sold in Oklahoma and called meat, beef, chicken, pork, etc., unless it comes from that livestock animal. So we're really happy about that. And again, as I mentioned, we'll keep working hard on the federal front to make sure we have a similar type of process there.
OCA's Michael Kelsey. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's LaForce Hereford's Complete Dispersal Sale, Saturday, May 4th, 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, 5 miles west of Enid on Highway 412. They'll be selling fall and spring pairs, yearling to 18-month-old heifers and bulls, herd sires, straws, and embryos. This offering sits in the top tier of performance for the Hereford breed. See them on Facebook at LaForce Hereford's and bid live at dvauction.com. Quality since 1893, the LaForce Hereford's Complete Dispersal Sale, May 4th at 11 a.m. at the Enid Livestock Market, west of Enid.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.